There is a mitzvah in the Torah called Pidyon Peter Hamor. This is a mitzvah that's not so well known, but it is indeed one of the Taryag mitzvot. The Sefer HaChinuch counts it in his Minyana mitzvot. Harambam also counts it in the Minyana mitzvot as well. The pasuk is in Perashat Bo. The Torah says, "V'chol peter hamor tefde bese." That if you have a firstborn, peter is the first of the womb of a hamor. Tefde bese is a mitzvah to redeem it with a sheep. Harambam explains a little of the mitzvah. He says, "Mitzvat aser lefdot kol adam miYisrael." Peter Hamor Beseh Chai. You redeem it with a live sheep. If you're not interested in redeeming it, then the mitzvah is to break its neck, to kill it. Mitzvat Pidya Kordemet Mitzvat Arifa. Of course, there's a preference to make Pidyon before Arifa. Haseh shepodin bo, the say that they make the pidyon, what happens to it? Notno la kohen zachar. That's a matana, and it goes to the kohen. One of the 24 gifts that the kohen gets is the sheep from the peter hamor. And it says, u'peter hamor asur ba'ana'a ad shiifteh. It's asur to benefit, to do any work with the hamor itself until it's redeemed. Ve'im machro damav asurim. And if they sell the hamor before it was redeemed, so the money is forbidden. When is the obligation to make redemption? That's the first 30 days from birth. After 30 days, then he has an option. The first 30 days, he must make a pidyon. After 30 days, he has an option. Natan peter hamor atzmo la kohen. If let's say he gave the hamor itself directly to the kohen, asur kohen ishtamesh bo ad shiifteh u'beseh. The kohen that has to make the pidyon. Kohanim ulevim peturim milefdot peter hamor shelahem. A kohen and a levi, if they have a hamor born into their flock, they're exempt from this mitzvah. Haya obed kohanim shutaf. If a goy was partners in the donkey, that is a patur. Also, it exempts from this mitzvah. Venoheg bechol makom ubchol zeman. So it applies not only in Eretz Yisrael, bechol makom ubchol zeman. The sheep itself, once it's given to the kohen, it's hulin. It's his to do whatever he wants. It's a gift to him. Not Kodesh, you can slaughter it, you can eat it, you can sell it, you can do whatever he wants. What's the reason for this mitzvah? So the Sefer HaChinuch, in the 22nd mitzvah, Chavbet, right at the end of Bo, he brings down the mitzvah, Pinyon Peter Hamon, he gives some of the rules to it, and he says, Mishul Shem mitzvah zu, Kedesh Shizkeru HaYehudim Le'olam, Hanes, שעשה להם האל ביציאת מצרים שהרג כל בכוריהם כמו שכתוב. That somehow this mitzvah is supposed to remind us of a great miracle, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Egypt killed the firstborns of the Egyptians, and not one of the firstborn of Am Yisrael died. How in the world does this mitzvah, does this ceremony remind you of that miracle? So that she on the pasuk says, "Velo peter shar behemat me'a." The only peter that we have to redeem is peter hamor, not peter sus, not peter hazir. The only behemat me'a that this mitzvah applies to is hamor. Why? Gezerat ha'katuvim. So he gives it out the ketub, and then he gives a reason. Lefi shenimshelu bechore Mitzrayim lahamorim, that the bechor of Mitzrayim is compared to hamorim, like it says in the pasuk, u'besar hamorim besaram. And therefore they're like a chamor. And what happened over there? God redeemed us. The Jewish people are compared to what? The sheep. Sef Ezura Yisrael. So the original Pidyon Peter Hamor was actually done in Mitzrayim. The Egyptians having the din of the Hamor. And instead of taking the Hamor, God made a redemption and saved Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, as she writes, to remember that miracle of the Hamor and the Seir, and that comparison that the sheep was saved, and therefore the sheep represents Am Yisrael, and therefore, so to speak, although the Hamor might have some Kiddusha at the beginning of it, but we take it away, we remove the Kiddusha from the Hamor, and he remains a Hamor, he remains barren, and the redemption is made. It's almost as if we take out the Chiyut, we take out the life of the Hamor, which is the Kiddusha that it had, and it's taken away and it's given to Am Yisrael. And then he says, another reason, Ve'od shesi'u et Yisrael b'siyat Mitzrayim, that the ceremony is done with the donkey, because the donkey actually helped us carry the loot out of Egypt, the spoils. Like it says in Midrash, she'en neka had Mitzrayim, she'no natal harbe hamorim, te'unim mikastam b'zahavam shem Mitzrayim. So since the trucks that we used to take out to haul the spoils, to haul the windfall profit, was a donkey. So therefore, the donkey has a certain kedusha. So we make a ceremony almost as if it's hakarat hatov. So two different reasons. One is to remember the miracle of how Hashem saved us from against the Egyptians. And the other one is hakarat hatov, that the hamor itself was the means that we transported all of our loot. And therefore, for the generations, the hamor has a certain kiddusha when it's born. Of course, it's a redeem. It's a mitzvah. I said, these are the reasons that Pi Apshat. Of course, the Zohar HaKadosh also discusses this mitzvah in the Parashat Bo, at the end of Parashat Bo, and has interpretations. But we will explain just al pi remez that this is also referring to this mitzvah, a great musar. The hamor, in generally, represents chumriyut. Chumriyut is physicality. Chumriyut is things that are materialistic. And we know, as Jews, we always look at things that are of humriyut, of physical, that they have no intrinsic value for their own. The humriyut must be elevated. V'chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. You don't have to do God's deeds l'shem shamayim. They're ready l'shem shamayim already. They're godly, the mitzvot. But the Mishnah says, v'chol ma'asecha, all of your deeds, try to infuse in them l'shem shamayim. You eat l'shem shamayim, you sleep l'shem shamayim, you exercise l'shem shamayim. Our Torah is very practical. It doesn't tell us to move away or to deprive ourselves of the physical necessities of life. It just tells us that you have to put a little kiddusha into it. This is Mirumaz in the mitzvah of Peter Hamor. The Hamor itself represents the Humriyut. It represents the physicality. And the Torah is coming to say over here, you must redeem it. You must not leave the Humriyut in its way. You must redeem it with the Kohen. The Kohen represents L'shem Shamayim. You must bring the Hamor and redeem it with the Kohen, which is a musar. When one sees that ceremony, it's reminding the Jew that the Humriyut also has value. That's why the Humriyut has Kiddushah. The Hamor is born, he has Kiddushah in it. And therefore, the ceremony is done specifically to give that musar. But there might be yet another remez as well behind this great mitzvah. There's two ways of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are those that believe that the service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu must be done, of course, Al Kiddush Hashem. The question is, what type of Kiddush Hashem does God want from us? There are those believe and religions that believe that the Kiddush Hashem that God wants from us is to kill ourselves and to martyr ourselves. And they believe that when one sacrifices their life and they say the name of God at the time that they commit what they call a religious act of zealotry, they think that this is the highest level of service. But this is the kilipa. This is a Kiddush Hashem that's coming from the dark side. Such a Kiddush Hashem, it misses its mark, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Torah clearly, V'chai b'hem, ve'lo she'yamut b'hem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want people to die for him. Of course, in a situation where it's tested, then he has to give up his life in rare situations. It's a rare situation where a Jew has to give up his life. But Borei Olam says, we want you to remain alive and make living Kiddush Hashem the whole time. It's more important to live Al Kiddush Hashem than to die Al Kiddush Hashem. If a person dies Al Kiddush Hashem, he makes Kiddush Hashem once. If he lives Al Kiddush Hashem, he makes Kiddush Hashem every second. This is the hashkafa between Dat Yisrael and Dat Yishmael. Dat Yisrael believes it's more important to live and serve. And Dat Yishmael believes it's more important to die. That dying is more important than living. And dying is more glorious than life itself. This is Mirumaz in the first, in my opinion, in the first ceremony of Pidyon Peter Chamor that was ever done. And that was done at the Akedat Yitzhak. Avraham Avinu takes Yitzhak Avinu to the Akedah, and he's going to go to sacrifice him. This already would seem like that Yishmael. This would seem over here that you take a human being and you put him on a Mizbeach. And on the way there, Avraham Avinu tells Yishmael, Shivu lachem poi machamor. And the Torah says, the Gemara says, Am hadomeh lachamor. And over here you see that you have the two religions right in front of you. Am hadomeh lachamor, which is Yishmael. And then you have Yitzhak Avinu. And when he goes out to the Mizbeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koveya what the proper hashkafa is for Am Yisrael. That Hashem does not want people to jump on the Mizbeah and kill themselves. And instead, what happened? Yitzhak was brought down from the Mizbeah. What was put on the Mizbeah? A sheep. Tiftei Beseh. And therefore, the first pidyon over there, we saw the difference between the Seh and the Hamor. The Hamor, which is the Kilipav Yishmael, that represents dying al Kiddush Hashem. But at that point over there, Borei Olam showed that the real challenge is not to die on the Mizbeah, it's to get off the Mizbeah and to live and serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the first encounter that we have with the Seh and the Chamor is actually by Akedat Yitzchak. And therefore, it's very appropriate that we come right before Rosh Hashanah, which the whole Rosh Hashanah is Zechel Akedah. It reminds us of this hashkafa, this ideology, and therefore when we witness the ceremony of Akedat Yitzchak of Peter Hamor, it reminds us of a few things. Number one, it reminds us of the miracle that happened in Egypt that God saved the firstborn. It reminds us of the Hamorim that we used to take us out, which is Hakarat HaTov. And it also reminds us of what? That we must sanctify the Humriyut. We must sanctify the physicality. That we must bring the Humriyut to a higher level. That's why the Humriyut has Kiddushah in it. And that's why we do a specific ceremony on a Hamor. But the highest level is to remember that there's a difference between the Hashkafah of Hamor and the Hashkafah of Seh. The Hashkafah of Hamor says, die. And the Hashkafah of Seh, which is Seh Yisrael, is Seh Pezurah Yisrael, that's the Anyar of Yitzhak Avinu, represents Tilb. So in a small sense, the ceremony of Peter Hamor reminds God of Akedat Yitzhak. And we know that whenever you do something to remind Hashem of Akedat Yitzchak, it's a tremendous mercy, it's a tremendous lachamim yiratzom. We should be zocher to fulfill this mitzvah, and for that matter, all of the Tariag mitzvot. Amen.